Okay, who's hosting today?
It looks like I'm hosting the meeting.
Okay. All right. Can we then flight the agenda? I think first of all, let me formally open. Honorable Kim. If I was going to open and formally and welcome all members and everybody else.
Sorry, Chair. Please prepare with a. Please proceed with an opening. But before we get into the agenda, Chair, I just want to raise a point. Quite important. Thanks.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. Let me formally then open the meeting and thank honorable members for making time for this meeting. I know we are in a constituency period. Thank you very much for taking time off from your constituency work so that we can deal and consider this legislative bills. Thank you very much for attending the meeting. Let's also welcome the members of the staff, Advocate Charmaine Fanemeve, Advocate Samara Ali, as well as the committee staff. We also welcome the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition, led by Dr. Masosha. Welcome the stakeholders, but also would like to welcome if there are any members, MPLs from the legislators who may be with us, we also welcome them. Before we go to continue then with the meeting, I would like to put the item, the consideration and adoption of agenda, and then quickly give to Honorable Tim. Yes, no. Over to you, Honorable Tim.
Chairperson, thank you very much for your indulgence. I will first of all just wish to apologize that I'm not coming through with my camera on because I have load shedding at the moment, Chairperson. So I want to ensure that I've got decent signal. Chairperson, I raise this issue as a point of concern, not to slow down this process, please, if we can just understand that from the get-go. But Chairperson, since our last engagement, I became aware of a constitutional court decision, and I will share this full judgment on the Select Committee group. But it's case CCT 240/2022, so it's a 2022 judgment. And it specifically relates to the work that we're dealing with here. The case was between the South African Iron and Steel Institute.
Recording in progress.
The South African Iron and Steel Institute and others versus the Speaker of the National Assembly, the Chairperson of the National Council of Provinces, and various other ministries. And it pertains specifically to what we're going to be dealing with today. The basic background to the judgment, Chairperson, is that there was in the fifth parliament, towards the end of the fifth parliament, there was an adoption of in the beginning of the sixth parliament, there was an adoption of a bill called the NEMA Bill. And the NEMA Bill went through various iterations, and you will see it's all there in the judgment, but it came from cabinet, then it went to the portfolio committee. The portfolio committee considered, obviously, as they would, the bill. They made various amendments. It was put out for public participation and eventually was passed by the NA and then referred to the NCOP as is the normal case. The NCOP then went through its period of public participation, as we have done on all bills, including these two we're talking about. And then after the negotiating mandates were discussed, went through that process as we did at our last engagement, various changes were made specifically to one particular word, which is the word waste. And when the committee, the relevant committee, not this committee, when the relevant committee considered the E-list, they adopted the changes that came out of the negotiating mandates, and then referred the bill back to the NA, and noted that there were a number of amendments specifically on this word, this one word, waste. And then the NA did not do any further public participation, neither did the NCOP. And so the court found, Chairperson, this is where it's important to our work here, the court found that after the stage where we're in now, and where we go through the negotiating mandates, and wherever the department conceded that, sorry, Chairperson, there's somebody else calling me.
Ms. Grace, Sinizulu, can you please mute your mic? Sorry for that, Honorable Professor.
No problem at all. Honorable Khai, so the essential issue here is that in the court case, it was decided that after the NCOP had discussed the negotiating mandates, had been through a clause-by-clause analysis of the bill, and had decided to adopt the concessions, if for want of a better word, of the department, that process that should have gone out again to public participation, because essentially the bill was now different from the bill that went out on the first round of public participation. So I'm just very concerned that today when we go through the E-list and the minutes and we confirm them, there have been, in our last engagements on this bill, there have been certain places where the bill was changed by the department, where they agreed that the negotiating mandate had a point and they agreed to certain amendments. If we now go forward and don't consider the issue of further public participation, we will be pushing a bill back to the NA, which is different from the bill that initially went out for public participation when we started this process. So it's a different bill. And I'm just concerned that, as can be seen from this case, that certain parties might have the opportunity then to challenge the constitutionality of the bill, simply because we're adopting a different bill as to that one which was initially presented to the public. The Chairperson, I will leave it there. I do believe that we need to think about getting a legal opinion on this judgment, which is a recent judgment, and whether or not it affects our process now. But I will post the decision or the judgment on the select committee group so that it can be distributed. I'm not trying to say that we must stop our business for today at all, but I think that we need to consider that where there have been changes from the bill as it was originally circulated to the public, if there are changes that have come out of our process, we may have to open it up for another period of public participation in order to avoid this particular trapdoor. Chairperson, I'll leave it there. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Honorable Bratterstedt. I see the hand of Honorable Boshoff. Honorable Boshoff.
Thank you very much, Chair, and good morning to everybody. As I said in the chat, I also have load shedding currently, so I'm not switching on my video. What Honorable Bratterstedt has stated now is a fact, and I would like to support him in the consideration of his proposals. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Honorable Mwimanga, I see your hand as well.
And greetings to honorable members and also the team from the parliamentary staff. I think let's note the views as expressed by Honorable Patterson. Given the fact that I think with regard to the process that is unfolding, it is a reflection and a manifestation that we take to the matters of public consultation very seriously. Clearly, the judgment, one believes that our parliamentary legal team are on top of the issues, and whenever there is any concord judgment in relation to the legislation that we have passed, we are able to factor that in as part and parcel of ensuring that as Parliament we are not found wanting when it comes to effecting court judgments. So let's note it, Chair. And I agree also that at some point I think the parliamentary legal team will definitely process the judgment and make it much more easier for both houses to appreciate the cluster of the judgment. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much. I think the reason why when we deal with legislation, we have also the CLS
open. Good morning.
Because we want the Honorable Yango, please. The reason why we have SLSO in our meetings when we deal with the legislation is because we also need the guidance and advices as we continue with the legislative process. I don't know if Advocate Shamin would like to comment now or maybe need to have a look at this judgment and then advise maybe at a later stage. Over to you, Advocate.
Thank you, Chairperson, and good morning to you. Good morning to the members. Chairperson, no, I can actually respond immediately. We are aware of the SA Steel matter. We are also aware of a more recent matter where the court discussed public participation, a matter of Mohali. So, yes, it has been in the spotlight. But members will recall when we went through the proposals from the provinces, there was one specific proposal where I said, if this amendment is accepted, we will have to advertise. So I can assure the committee that throughout, whenever an amendment was considered, whatever was proposed, I have kept my eye on that, and I would have advised the committee if anything that is currently in the E-list requires further public participation. The law has not changed. SA Steel does not change how the law works on public participation, nor has Mohali. What is required is this. We start from the Constitution. Sections 52 and 79 requires both houses to involve the public in its legislative and other processes. So in all of these matters, the public must be involved. And the court has then given us a few more sort of criteria and, in fact, to some extent, obligations where it expanded on the meaning of those sections. And basically, what the courts have found in all the cases, if we take all of them together, is that Parliament does have discretion on when and where and what and how it does public participation. And the courts will look at all the factors that Parliament took into account when it conducts public participation. Specifically, in respect of the NCOP and the provincial legislatures working together, the courts have in fact found that the NCOP cannot simply say, oh, but there was participation in the provinces. The NCOP must actually make sure of that. And in fact, what has now happened is that the select committees have also started doing their own participation, and then they report back to the provinces so that there is communication on this. The provinces also, and in fact in this case it was even a little bit challenging because it made the mandates very difficult to interpret, we also received feedback from the provinces on what they consulted on. So we have fully complied with that. The thing that we need to then further consider is new and material amendments. Now, our courts have accepted that at some point you need to stop advertising and proceed with legislation. So it is not a requirement that any change that you make must go back to the public. The criteria here is whether it is a material amendment. And what would be a material amendment? Something that the public has not been asked before to comment on. So, for instance, there was a proposal for a number of new inclusions in the bill. Any of those we would have had to advertise, even though it was a member of the public that proposed it, because the rest of the public has not had an opportunity to comment on those. But none of those are currently in the e-list before the committee. Another a big material amendment could be where there's a significant change. So the matter was before the public, but the public came back with a different view. So for instance, what we have here would have been what happened in the National Assembly at the outset of these bills, where there was a redraft of the bill.
Honorable Dango, can you please switch off your mic?
Thank you, Jay. And then that redraft was again published. So where there were material changes to the bill, that was again published. So yes, we are fully aware of this case, and I can assure the committee that there is nothing to be concerned about. The changes that have been made have been fully consulted on with the public. The public have had more than enough opportunity to provide inputs into these changes. And like I said, we have been fully aware of that, and we have in fact been advising the committee where there would have been a need for further advertising. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Advocate Sami Pandameva. I think let's then, Honourable Members, go back to the agenda items. We were still on the agenda item number one. Are we happy with the items as listed? If yes, can we have a mover and a second?
Good morning, Chair. Honourable Lansman, I move.
Thank you so much, Honourable Lansman. Any seconder?
Good morning, Honourable Mushodi. I move for the I second the adoption of the agenda. Thank you very much, Honourable Chair.
Thank you so much. Any counter motion? Not. So we will continue then with the agenda as agreed, Honourable Members. We will then start with the minutes. We've got quite a number of minutes that we have not yet adopted. We start with November, Mr. Bazia. These are very short minutes, Honourable Members, because they were the meeting was just to consider and adopt the minutes. So that was all for this particular meeting, which was on the 30th of November. Okay, can you move up again just to see those who were present? Honorable Tafen, I can hear you are talking, but I can't hear what you are saying. Can you switch on your mic? Okay.
Honorable,
no problem. Honorable Moima?
Thank you, Chair. I move that we adopt the minutes. As you have correctly pointed out, it was made to adopt the minutes, a very short minutes.
Okay, thank you so much. Any seconder? Honorable Roma Marakhane?
Good morning, Honorable Chairperson. I second the move. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Any other view? Contrary view? Not. So the minutes of the 30th of November have been adopted. Thank you very much, honorable members. Can we go to the next set of minutes? I think it's February, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, the 21st of February. If you can scroll down there, Mr. Pazia. Thank you very much, Mr. Pazia. Those are the any corrections, honorable members? If not, can we have a mover and a seconder for the adoption of the minutes of the 21st of February? Honorable Dango?
I so move, Chairperson.
Thank you so much. Any seconder, honorable Mushodi?
Thank you very much.
I for Mushodi. Okay, I see that's
thank you very much, honorable Chairperson. I second.
Okay. Any counter motion? Not for the minutes of the 21st of February have been advocated. Thank you very much. The next set, Mr. Bazia. If you can lower your hand, Honorable Dango. Thank you. Okay, scroll down, Mr. Bazia. Thank you very much, Mr. Pazia. Any corrections, honorable members?
Chairperson.
Yes, yes, honorable Mushodi.
Can I check the attendees and the...
Can you move up, Mr. Pazia, please?
Okay, no, I'm correct, sure.
Okay. Can, honorable Moima?
I second the mover, Chair.
Okay. I take it that you were moving Honorable Mushodi. Is that?
Yes, thank you very much, Chairperson. I was moving for adoption of the minutes.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Any counter motion? Not. So the minutes of the 7th of March 2023 have been adopted. The next set, Mr. Pazia. The minutes of the 14th of March 2023. Thank you very much. If you can again move up to those members who are present. Okay. Any corrections on the minutes of the 14th of March, honorable members? If not, can we have a mover and a seconder? Honorable Mamarakhane, moving. Any seconder? Roy Monk and Honorable Masodi. Any counter view? None. So the minutes of the 14th of March have been adopted. Honorable members, the next set, Mr. Bazia. And scroll down, 18 April. Thank you so much, Mr. Bazia. Are there any corrections, honorable members? If not, can we have a mover and the seconder for the adoption of the minutes of the 18th of April? Honorable Dang.
Chairperson, I was present at this meeting at the shop mark because I remember the Tottenham Hotspur debate. I was quite involved in that.
Oh, okay. We will make those corrections. So your name is not there.
Correction, I so move, Chairperson.
Or any seconder?
I second Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Mushodi.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you very much. Any counter view? Not. So the minutes of the 18th of April have been adopted. Thank you very much. Can ask Honorable Dango and Honorable Moimank, can lower your hands, please. Honorable Mr. Bazia, the next set, the 25th of April, minutes. If you can scroll down, please. Thank you very much, Mr. Bazia. Any corrections, honorable members, on the minutes? If not, can we have a mover and a seconder?
A so move, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Any seconder?
I second Honorable Chairperson.
Okay. Thank you so much. Any counter view? Not. The minutes of the 25th of April have been adopted. Thank you very much. Next minutes, Mr. Bazia. The minutes of the 9th of May. Can please scroll down. Thank you very much, Mr. Bazia. Any correction, honorable members, on the minutes of the 9th of May, 2023? I see the hand of Honorable Mushodi.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I move for adoption of the minutes.
Thank you so much. Any seconder?
I'll second, Chairperson.
Thank you so much, Mabel Dango. Any counter view? Motion? Not. So the minutes of the 9th of May have been adopted. Thank you so much. Next minutes. Minutes of the 23rd of May. 2023.
Hands of Honorable Moshodi always is up. So
oh.
Check the hands of Moshodi.
Okay. Thank you so much, Honorable Daphne. Thank you so much. These ones are quite long minutes, 56 pages. Maybe we should just check on the presence so that we don't have to go back to those who were present. If members, there are any correction as a Mr. Bazia is scrolling down. You can do so that you don't have to come back to the minutes. They are quite long. Any correction on the first page? This was a meeting that was in person, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it was, yes. Any corrections on the next page? You will indicate, members, if there are any corrections. Mr. Bazia will continue to scroll down. Honorable Moshodi, just hold on, Mr. Bazia.
Chairperson, I just want to check. I didn't see my name on the members who was in person in Parliament. If I remember, was there?
No, it's one that I think you were going to...
Or is another one?
Yeah, there were
or
two.
Or is the one that I was going to brief the committee into the...
Yeah, in the property. Yeah.
Or no, thanks, Chair, because I didn't take my diary. That's why I was confused.
Yes. Okay. You remember first we had a virtual meeting in the morning, which you were present in, and then later the first one was to adopt the reports, APP reports. You were present, and then after that we had the one that involved the provinces, this one here. Yeah. Okay. Continue, Mr. Bazia, please. Thank you very much, Debazia. Are there any corrections on our members? If not, can we have a mover and a seconder for the adoption of the minutes?
Sorry, Chair.
Yes, Honorable Lord.
Chair, I've left it for this point. So because this is where the first time where the members of this select committee had the opportunity to get the inputs from the different provinces. And you would remember also on the day, I made the comment that province like Gauteng gave so many, we support, provided that, or we support under condition, that I said it's actually not a support for what was done here. And unfortunately, throughout this process, members of the ANC used their numbers to steamroll any and all inputs from stakeholders, from provinces that they don't agree with, or that the advice they get given, that even though it's sound advice, members from the ANC on this committee decided not to take that sound inputs and incorporate it in these bills because it's going to prolong and lengthen the process. Continuously, we had advice from people advising this committee that, yes, it's a good input, but don't do it now because it's going to lengthen the process and you can rather amend it at a next time. Now, unfortunately, as we said right at the beginning, this is a badly worded piece of legislation. It is not going to have the necessary impact and effect that it intended to do because valid and proper inputs that were given were not considered. Now, we've had members from the ANC in this committee say that's democracy, you just have to accept it, but you can't just accept badly written legislation. One of the critical flaws that I raised and that the department actually acknowledged is that information at their disposal, they did not communicate to the provinces. In fact, they stated that they have several versions of the socioeconomic impact assessment that they did not share with the provinces. They acknowledged that they only shared it with a single province, and that's after that province on numerous occasions had to request it from them. Also, the impact assessment is an impact assessment on government and not on industry. So although we can't do anything now about it, and you will still use your numbers to push this through, I want to put it on record that this is still, as it was presented at this meeting, bad legislation, badly worded, and is not going to make the impact. One thing that I want to, and it's for all the minutes going forward, this will apply. So you can note our abstention from the votes on all of this because of how it was handled. One thing I do want to, however, request, and I don't think it's an unreasonable request that can be actioned, that from the department side, when this goes back to the provinces now, the socioeconomic impact assessments are shared with all the provincial legislators. That is a decision of this committee that it gets shared with all the legislators, that they have that information at their disposal. If there is nothing to hide in this, then there should be no problem from the department in sharing this with all the legislators so that they can at least consider that before they submit their final mandate. But if you can then please note firstly, the request, if you would consider that and put it through, and then secondly, note the abstention on all of these deliberations. We have exhausted all the channels to try and make the colleagues on this committee see that it is not in the best interest of the industry and the country what you're doing, but unfortunately, in this case, you lobbied your numbers and you made sure that this gets pull those through irrespective of any proper motivated positive contributions that would make this a better piece of legislation as it is now. Thanks.
Chairperson, I'm a bit confused at the moment. Where are we and what are we busy with? Are we busy with adopting the minutes of that particular meeting? Or amending them or correcting them?
But remember, like, yes, it looks like the chair.
I didn't know that I've muted myself. I'm trying to say that minutes, honourable members, are for checking whether the deliberations have been correctly captured of the meeting. They are not about opening debates on issues. They are about whether the minutes, what has been captured in the minutes, the recording of the proceedings, have been correctly captured. They are not about opening a new debates. They are about when we adopt them because they have been, the proceedings have been correctly captured. And if they're not correctly captured, we then make corrections so that those corrections are taken into account. They are not about opening new debates. So I just want to ask members, they should not be attempted to want to open debates, but they should, if there's anything that has not been correctly captured in the proceedings of the meetings, they must raise those issues so that they are corrected. And then we adopt the minutes and then move on. So minutes are about that. They are a reflection of the proceedings of the previous meeting, not of the opening of debates. Honorable Moima.
Thank you, Chair. With the explanation that you have given, and also with the full confidence of the work that we have done as a committee thus far, I'm of the view that this is a true reflection of what transpired on that day. Therefore, I move for the adoption of the minutes as a true reflection, Chair. Thank you.
So much. Any seconder?
I second, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Any counter motion? No counter motion. Therefore, the minutes of the 23rd of May have been adopted. Thank you very much. The next meeting, minutes, Mr. Bazier? Scroll down, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Pazia. There are the minutes, honorable members, of the 30th of May, 2023. Are there any corrections? If not, can we have a mover and a seconder for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Moima.
Thank you, Chair. Indeed, this is a true reflection of what transpired on that day, and therefore, formally move for the adoption of the minutes. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much. Is there any seconder?
Yeah, I second the mover. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Is there any counter view? Not. Therefore, the minutes of the 30th of May have been adopted. Thank you very much. Next set of minutes, Mr. Pazia. Minutes of the 6th of June. If you can please scroll down. Thank you, Mr. Bazia. Honorable members, are there any corrections on the minutes of the 6th of June? If not, can we have a mover and a seconder for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Mushuri.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I move for adoption of the minutes. Thank you.
Thank you so much. A seconder? Honorable Marukhane.
I second Honorable Chairperson, thank you.
Thank you so much. Any counter view? Not. So the minutes of the 6th of June have been adopted. Thank you very much, honorable members. Mr. Pazia, the next minutes. Thank you very much, Mr. Pazia. Honorable members, are there any corrections? Uh, Any corrections on the minutes? Am I audible?
Can I go?
Eh?
Can I issue, sir?
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry. I don't know what happened. Okay. sorry. I see the hands. Okay. I see the hand of Honorable Maimang, followed by Honorable Dango. In that order, please.
Thank you, Chair. Just on the plus 7.
Can you move to plus 7, Jabalia?
And the related clauses like the one that speaks to equitable remuneration. I note that on the issue of equitable remuneration. On the issue of equitable remuneration, Chair, the meeting resolved that we propose the equitable remuneration wherever it is used in certain clauses with the necessary drafting adjustment to ensure that there is that the sentence read well, but also agree that for consistency we need to make sure that this is reflected where we insert equitable remuneration instead of royalties. So I note that the resolution says agreed to without amendments, and I thought we agreed for consistency that equitable remuneration must be included. It's not only this where I noted it, but I'll speak also on the with regard to the last minute. We agreed that there must be an amendment. Agreed to the amendments to include the issue of equitable remuneration for the purpose of consistency. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Dango? I think at this stage I'll also ask Mr. Mons.
Chairperson, I was just saying that noting the corrections brought about by Honorable Mwema, and subject to that, I move for the adoption of the minute.
Okay. All right. Let's see if Mr. Solomons is aware. Do you capture Mr. Solomons, the point that was raised?
Yes, Chair. We note because under clause 5, the committee did agree to the amendment as it relates to equitable remuneration to clauses. If you look at clause 5, it says clause 5, 7, 9, 24, 26, 27, 33, 35, 37. So we do note that amendment to the ministry.
Okay, thank you so much. With that, Honorable Dango was moving. Can we then have a seconder?
Landsman, seconder, Chair.
Thank you so much, Honorable Landsman. Any counter motion? Not. Therefore, the minutes of the 13th of June have been adopted. Honorable Dango, if you can lower your hand, please. Then the next minutes are the minutes of the 14th. If you can scroll down, Mr. Bazia, please. you. Any corrections on the minutes of the 14th? If not, can we have a mover in the second for the adoption of minutes? Honorable Mema.
Thank you, Chair. I formally move for the adoption of the minutes as a true reflection. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Honorable Masudi.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. I second.
Can scroll down the buzz here.
Yes, Chef.
Yeah, Mr. Bazia, are there any corrections, honorable members, before we adopt the minutes? If not, oh, I see the end of Honorable Maima.
Thank you, Chair. The same point that I raised earlier on, Chair, in relation to the equitable remuneration, in the place of royalty, we agreed on the amendment. So the same point that I raised applies also on this one. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, thank you, Chi. My apologies. I just picked up on a typo on the document. And there's section 6 on page 10 of the document. It says the committee proceeded to vote on the negotiating mandates of the Copyright Amendment Bill. It should have said, the committee proceeded to vote on the negotiating mandate of the Performance Protection Amendment Bill, because we were busy with another bill, to the typo chief.
Oh, okay. All right. And the points that were raised, do you take note of that on the message?
Yes, chief, we note those clauses that were impacted by equitable remuneration that were agreed to by the committee.
Okay. No, that's right. So which clause are they, maybe for recording purposes?
For recording purposes, Chair, they were clauses 24, 26, 27, 33, 35, and 37 on the minutes of the 20th of June.
Oh, thank you so much. Can we then have a mover? And are there any other corrections before, other than those raised by Honorable Maima? If not, can we have a mover and a seconder? Honorable Dango?
Chairperson, I move as corrected.
Okay. Thank you so much. Any seconder? Any seconder for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Maima? Honorable Marakhane?
Thanks, Honorable Chairperson. I second. Thank you
so much. Okay. Mr. Pazia, is there any other minutes?
No, Chair, that's all of them, Chair.
All right, can you put up the agenda again, please? Okay, we are now, honorable members, on item number 3, input by a parliamentary legal advisor on long title. At this stage, I'll hand over to Advocate Charmaine Fanemere. Over to you, Advocate.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you to the members. I would just like to see if I've got sharing rights. If I could please be given sharing rights so that I can just show members what I'm talking about. Chairperson and members, when we were checking the F bill on the Performance Protection Amendment Bill, the long title, I noticed that something that we're amending in the body of the bill, I neglected to add to the E-list in respect of the long title. So there has not been a vote on the long title. The concept is not new. It is something that has been voted on, but as you were aware, the long title The long title is what gives effect to the content of the bill itself. So, Chairperson, what I would request members is before looking at the E-list that the committee has to vote on in order for provincial legislatures to consider it, that the Committee on the Performance Protection Amendment Bill consider a change to the long title of the Performance Protection Amendment Bill so that the words compulsory and standard contractual terms, that phrase is removed, and the phrase standard elements to be included in agreements is in fact inserted. And just to show you where I speak to this, here we have it, the standard elements. So these clauses refer to compulsory and standard contractual terms, and that has been amended to standard elements. And the change will then be as on this F bill where I have highlighted it. So Chair, that is just the issue of the long title before we move on to the whole of the E bill.
Thank you very much. So for consistency purposes, with clause, was it 3 and 3 and 6, we need therefore to be voting on the long title.
Yes, Chair. Yes.
Thank you so much. Honorable Maimam, I don't know if it's a new hand.
With the explanation given, I therefore move that we agree to the amendment made in the long title in line of clause 3 and clause 6, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
To include standard elements to be included in the agreements. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable Dango?
I would second that, Chairperson.
Okay. Honorable members, let's do it the normal way of then voting for it, as we're doing. Those that are in favor of the clause on the long titles, the amendments on the long title, please raise your hands. Maybe I will assist in terms of counting.
Yes, Chi, may I proceed, Chi?
Yes, please.
Chi, in this report, we have this purpose that I'm putting to provinces as per over the other voting in terms of this poll. So in favor of that amendment, we have Gauteng, Northern Cape, Eastern Cape, Limpopo, Northwest, Free State. I see there's there's a hand from Honourable Gwenya as well. But I just want to double check which province Honourable Gwenya is from.
I don't know if Honourable Dango is if Honourable Dango is, because he had indicated earlier that he's got another meeting to attend to, and therefore he was going to ask Honourable Gwenya to stand in for him. But at this stage, if Honourable Dango is here, then Honourable Gwenya cannot then vote if that Honourable Dango will be the one who should vote until such time he's left the meeting.
Yeah, Chairperson, I will be leaving at about 11:45.
But then in the meantime, because you are still here, then you'll have to vote.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have not raised your hand yet.
Yeah. Sorry. Honourable Gwenya, thank you for joining us for today. As I leave, I'm sure you'll take over for representing Gauteng. Thank you, Chairperson.
And your vote in the meantime, whilst you're still on? Yes.
I vote in favor, Chairperson.
I don't see your hand. Because Mr. Solomon need to count hands. Okay. All right. Mr. Solomon, over to you.
Indicated, the provinces that have voted in favour of the non-title amendment are as follows: the Northern Cape, Eastern Cape, Free State, Northwest, Limpopo, and Gauteng.
Yeah, thank you so much. Can you please lower your hands, honourable members? Honourable Maimang, please lower your hand. Thank you. Those who are voting against the amendment, please raise your hand. Amendment on the long title. Are there any hands up, Mr. Solomon?
No, Chair, I do not see any hands up,
Chief. Okay. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand. Amendments with the long title have been adopted. Thank you so much.
Chairperson?
Yes, Honourable Brotherson.
Chairperson, I'd just like the committee to note that the DA will be, so myself, Honourable Boshoff and Honourable Lont will be abstaining on any other votes today that taken through. So unless you want us to vote on every single item, we wish to make our position clear that we're abstaining on all other votes during the course of today's meeting. Thank you.
I'll suggest that for recording purposes that you do that by show of hands for recording purposes. I note the point that you're making, but for record purposes, if you can do that by raising your hand when we get to that point of abstention. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chairperson. We'll follow your instructions.
Thank you so much. Mr. Bazia, thank you very much, Advocate. Can you go to the next item, Mr. Bazia? Can you please flight the agenda? The next one is a consideration of a list on the negotiating mandates on the performance protection, B24D 2016, section 76, and copyright B13D 2017. Can we ask Advocate Samara Ali or to take us through in terms of the procedure?
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, honorable members and colleagues. Chair, with regards to the adoption of the e-list, you can put the e-list to the committee and it can be supported by a carrying of five provincial votes. The reason that we don't need to actually consider each clause is the committee has just now adopted the minutes within which these decisions were taken. The minutes are the correct record of what had emanated from that meeting. Hence, the committee can now just move ahead and adopt the e-list, which contains all the proposed amendments that was agreed to by the committee chair. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Mr. Bazia, can you put up the e-list on the copyright amendment? The copyright one first.
Can I actually request, Chair, for the apologies, Chair, Advocate van der Merwe is going to be taking us through the e-list, so Ken and Chair has got co-hosting rights, so can we also...
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Chair. So I've put on copyright. Chair, the format that we follow is the normal format on the cover page, so it would indicate the name of the bill. The bill that is being amended is version 13D, and it is, let me just start at the top. What this document is the Select Committee's amendment to the Copyright Amendment Bill, and it is Bill 13D that is being amended. So then we have an indication of who is in control of this document. It was agreed to by the Select Committee on Trade and Industry, Economic Development, Small Business Development, Tourism, Employment and Labour in the National Council of Provinces. This amendment list is called 13E of 2017 and it has been allocated an ISBN number. On copyright, I'm not going to read through everything. I think I will simply take the members through at a high level because, as was said, we've now already agreed on all these amendments. Maybe just where there is something that's not clear, I will just highlight that. Clause 1, the change is in respect of authorized entity to provide for the blind SA case. The second amendment is in respect of omitting the definition for broadcasting. Clause 5 deals with the addition of equitable remuneration everywhere that we speak of royalties. The same in respect of Clause 7. The same in respect of Clause 9. In Clause 15, after the word assignment, it was agreed that the words of ownership should be removed, and that is what Clause 15's amendment there deals with. Clause 22 is again the blind SA amendment, so we are dealing with the authorized entity, and it's just a remixing of the wording to make sure that we comply with the judgment. That is the whole of Clause 22. The amendments to Clause 24 is the same as before in respect of Clauses 5 and so, in respect of equitable remuneration being added to royalty. The same in respect of Clause 26. The same in respect of Clause 27. Clause 29... This deals with offences, and what we have is that the two sub-paragraphs have been combined. So we are omitting 2 and 3 and we're combining it into a new two. Clause 31, the agreement was to add the words by law, including after the word permitted, omitting subsection 2 simply because it deals again with the issue of the blind SA, and then subsection 3 becomes the new subsection 2 in that way. Clause 33 again deals with equitable remuneration. Clause 35, this is a clause dealing with regulations. So again, we have that issue of the standard elements for agreements instead of the contract terms. In respect of royalty, resale royalty rights, the prescription was for various forms of use rates, and it is now in respect of resale royalty rights. And then the remainder also deals with equitable remuneration. Clause 37 deals with equitable remuneration. Clause 40 is the actual commencement clause, and this is where we have indicated that we want to provide for something where there is not an unrestricted period which this bill could be an act without it becoming operational. So once the president has gone through its process again in terms of Section 79 and has assented to the act, then there is a period of 24 months to make it operational. But that does not go for the matters that deal with blind SA, and therefore that is the proposals there. Then the long title amendments in this e-list simply deals with equitable remuneration being added. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much, Advocate Van der Merwe. Honourable members, will put the e-list on the Copyright Amendment Bill. Those who vote in favor, please raise your hand. I'll put it up in its entirety. Ms. Solomons?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Chair, those provinces that have voted in favour of the e-list as tabled is as follows: Northern Cape, North West, Gauteng, Free State, and Limpopo, and Eastern Cape.
Thank you so much. Honourable members, can you please lower your hands? Thank you very much. Those who vote against the adoption of the e-list on the Copyright Amendment Bill, please raise your hand. I think none. That's all. Ms. Solomon? No one?
No,
Mr. Long is it on voting?
I was preempting your abstain, I'll leave it up for the abstain vote.
Okay, thanks. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hands. Ms. Solomons?
Yes, Chief, the abstentions are noted as follows: Western Cape, Mpumalanga, and KZN.
Thank you so much. You can lower your hands, honorable members. Honorable team? Okay, and that means therefore the e-list on the Copyright Amendment Bill has been adopted, honorable members. Thank you very much. Mr. Baza, can you put up the performance protection, and we ask Advocate Van der Merwe to take us through that. Oh,
thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. This will go much faster because I've now explained what it looks like. So this is just the name of the document. It's the Select Committee's amendment to which bill? Performance Protection. The bill that's being amended is the 24D version. And this is just who it belongs to. It belongs to this Select Committee. And it will be called the E-List 24E of 2016. And it has been given an ISBN number. The amendments that have been agreed to in Clause 1, this omission in Number 1 is just in respect of the definition of broadcast. The
The second definition relates to the addition to performer, the definition of performer. And then both clauses 3 and 6 relate to the standard elements instead of compulsory contract terms. And then, of course, the long title we've already discussed, which just speaks to the clauses 3 and 6 and just reflects it in the long title. That is the E-list for the performers. Thank you, Chi.
All right, thank you very much, Advocate. Honorable members, I'll put the E-list on the Performance Protection Amendment Bill. Those voting in favor, please raise up your hands. Over to you, Ms.
Yes, Chi. Thank you, Chi. Chi, provinces that have voted in favor of the E-list of the Performance Protection Amendment Bill are as follows: Northern Cape, Gauteng, Northwest, Eastern Cape, Limpopo, and Free State.
Thank you very much. Can you please lower your hands, honorable members? Thank you. Those who are voting against the adoption of the E-list on the Performance Protection Amendment Bill, please raise your hands. None. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hands. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chi. The abstentions are captured as follows: Mpumalanga, KZN, and Western Cape.
Thank you very much. Please lower your hands, honorable members. Therefore, the list on the Performance Protection Amendment Bill has been adopted. Thank you very much. Ms. Ali, can you then perhaps again tell us what's going to be next process?
Chairperson, considering that the E-list has now been adopted by the committee, it will now be filtered into the bill and it will give us the F version of the bill, which will come before the committee in our next meeting to be voted on. So it will go to provinces first, which they will then send us a final mandate, which the committee will consider. Upon approval, it will then go to the House for final adoption. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That then means we are done for now, honorable members, with the two bills. Would you like at this stage, honorable Bratterson?
Dear President, thank you. I just want to question, just a query about process. Is it not correct that we complete our report first and then send it to the provinces for them to come with their final mandate? It appears that this, or are we not compiling a report first and then either agreeing or disagreeing on that report, and then that report goes? I just understood Advocate Ali to say that these two lists, these two E-lists will now go to straight to the provinces without a report. Do they not need our report first? I'm just, maybe I misunderstood. If I can give clarity on that, thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Advocate Ali.
Chairperson, indeed, the report would follow together with the bill, but that is an internal committee process, and I haven't mentioned it. But indeed, a report would go with both the bills to each province. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, I was thanking all the honorable members for this process that will still be going to be finalized on the 5th of September when we receive the final mandates from the provinces. At this stage, I would like to thank all the honorable members, the Advocate Fanemeve, Advocate Ali. Also thank the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition
led by Dr. Evelyn Masocha, and also thank our stakeholders who participated in the process of public involvement. Thank everybody who has attended, the stakeholders and the guest media who have also made their inputs in the NCOP select committee processes. Thank you very much. We will now be dealing with the other internal committee matters. You are free to remain in the meeting, or you are free to log out of the meeting. I would honorable members, I know that we have adopted the program earlier, but I wanted to ask to start with the item number 6, so that I then hand over to honorable Moimang to deal with the item number 5. Particular strategic plan. I was not part of the strategic plan, so it would be good if he could be the one who handled that part, as well as the study tour report. If we can just bear with me, let's quickly adopt the committee 10 program. Request that it be flighted quickly. Honorable Dango?
Chairperson, can I excuse myself at this point, and Honorable Mgwenya will lead the province. Thank you very much.
Okay, I've been advised that, maybe let me give it to Ms. Solomons. Can you just clarify the procedure there on that part?
Yes, thank you, Chi. Chi, Ms. Mgwenya is not an alternate of the committee.
Okay.
Before the committee... the committee can only consider false votes of alternates, and Ms. Gwynne is not an alternate for the Gauteng province.
Oh, okay. All right. Dango, would you please remain just for, we are almost at the end. There is a program.
Okay, well, Chairperson, yeah.
Sorry?
I will, Chairperson.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay, honorable members, in September, it's a very congested month for the program of the NCOP. It doesn't give much space for the committee work. There are two meetings that we'll be able to have in September. Originally, in terms of the framework of the framework program of the NCOP, they're supposed to be on the week of the 11th to the 14th of September. Supposed to have, the 18th. We're supposed to be having a oversight week, but it is the same week that all our whips and the house chairpersons will be going to Germany for international study tour. It doesn't even appear in the program of the NCOP that we'll be having oversight week during that week. So meaning that we are left with those two items, the item 5, the item on the 5th of September, which is a consideration and adoption of final mandates on the two bills, and the consideration and adoption of minutes. And then on the 26th, it's a briefing by the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition on progress report on African Growth and the Opportunity Act, ACOA. And then after that, then the constituency period starts. Can we please have a mover and a seconder for the adoption of the third term committee program? Can we have a mover and a seconder?
Honorable Lansman, I move. I move, Chair.
Thank you so much, Honorable Lansman. Any seconder?
I second, Honorable Chair.
Thank you so much, Honorable Shodi. and the Honourable Madam Mahana. Any counter view? Not. So the program has been adopted. At this stage, I will hand over then to Honourable Moimang to chair this part of the meeting. Thank you very much, Honourable Members.
Thank you, Honourable Kai, the Chair, for this opportunity to deal with the remaining item, which is mainly the plan and over and the study tour report. The members will remember that the strategic planning session was organized by the task force office, and in the middle of the office strategic planning session, the house was struck by an unfortunate incident where we lost one of our members, and as a result thereof, we had to attend the workshop. But I think what is critical is that we had already reached a point where there was consensus in terms of the clusters, in terms of what would be the key thrust of the issues that will be covered in the committee's draft plan. It's important because the draft plan mainly deals with the extent to which the committee exercise oversight over the areas of deployment, particularly with regard to the relevant departments. And in this instance, it was noted that the key areas of focus in terms of our strategic goal, in terms of our strategic objective, in terms of what are the key performance indicators, the activities that will be focusing on as a committee, but more than that, the outcomes and the impact of the work that we'll be doing in relation to the strat plan, in relation to the annual report, in relation to the budget implications, to other please speak to the areas that we have identified, but more than that, also the legislations that we will be focusing on as a committee, the extent to which we involve the public in relation to the legislation that we pass. But further than that, the issues of oversight, the issues of international agreements are key areas that we are focusing on. Be what you could do. Could then ask the content advisors just to take a few reflections, because we have received the plan documents, and I believe that we had an opportunity to work with it. If the content advisor can just make some few highlights in relation to the strategic plan documents. I have an area that I thought maybe in his input they could also address it. The budget, because I see the slide on the budgets of the committee is not populated. Maybe it could also make a reflection on that. Other than that, over to you, Condena Gaza.
Thank you, Chair. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, because it's load shedding, and then I want to be able to use the video. Was not the network. But thank you, Chair, and good morning to the members and the colleagues.
my few things that I've because I take it that members have looked at the strategic plan. But one thing that I wanted to highlight that I subsequently added to the strategic plan subsequent to the meeting that we had previously is the issue on the the responsibility for the committee to look at the implementation or to track the implementation of the Zondo Commission. That is on page 24 of the document. It's on page 24 of the document. The Zondo Commission recommendations has been an issue that has been highlighted by the both presiding officers of Parliament that committees they need to focus on that one. So on page 24, I've just highlighted that the committee would need to look at organizing or convening a meeting where we'll be tracking the implementation of the recommendations of the Zondo Commission. But looking at where we are as a committee in terms of this cycle, it will be because the recommendation was to have on a quarterly basis meetings with the relevant departments or entities that identified that needs to respond to the recommendations of the Zondo Commission. But because we are in almost in the third quarter and likely to the fourth quarter and to the end of this present sitting of Parliament, I suggested that maybe the committee on the third term and the fourth term would need to convene independently, or we work in sort of a close collaboration with the relevant portfolio committee in the National Assembly, where we can be able to look at the issues that have been identified in the Zondo Commission report and whether how far the entities or the department in terms of the implementation of the recommendations. So that's a key issue that that I've subsequently added from the previous meeting that we had in during our strategic session in the Zondo Commission report. And also there's a likely we might even change the activities by looking at but that most of the second quarter and the third quarter will be dealing with the two legislations. So we might slightly change some of the targets that we have identified. The last part on the budget, I think Madia and Sis Grace, they might also come in terms of why we left it the budget without populating it, because I think in the sense that the way that we normally here in Parliament we plan, but at the very same time after we planned as committees, we don't get immediately the budget. The budget comes at a later stage. It's how I've looked at it, that we do things in Parliament. Committees are not given any opportunity where they can decide and be able to engage on the strategic plan and their plans, and at the very same time align the plans quickly with the budget, because we do not have the control on over the budget. We take it as we are given as committees. That is why that you would find in terms of resource allocation we are unable to populate that, because we do not even know
what will be, for instance, the budget for the committee for this year. And then even for, we cannot even try to even to project for the 2 outer years, because the budget is just, the committees are just given the budget. So those are the few things that I wanted to highlight on the strategy plan, subsequently to the engagements that we had previous.
Thank you, Sir.
Thank you, Duma, taking us through the product of our strategy planning session. Any additions, Grace or Mr. Roman?
No, we covered you.
That's brilliant. Ms. Jinizulu? Okay.
I'm covered, sir.
Thank you. Members, any reflection on the our product, because this is our product. Is there any addition that members would want to make or any reflection on the strat plan for the committee? Let me just check. So can we then get a mover then for the adoption in the absence of any reflection? I take that members and an ample opportunity to go through the statement. Honorable Mushori.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I move for adoption of the report.
Thank you, Honorable Mushori. Can we get a second there? Can you get a second there? Honorable Morhan, Honorable Bishop, Honorable Tim, we were there. All of us except the chair.
I second that, chair.
Thank you, Honorable Lansman. Therefore, the strat plan for the committee is to be adopted. It will be, as we go along, be revised, as the content of guidance has indicated that...
Apologies, Chair. I just want to check. I was not present at the meeting, so can someone else second it?
No, it's not the minute. You can still adopt the report. Honorable Lansman. Honorable Marahani? Honorable Dango? But it's not the minute, so therefore you are in your rights to adopt the report because you had an opportunity to familiarize yourself with the report. Thank you, Honorable Lansman. Can you then go to the next item on the agenda, which is the editorial report. Will it be Ms. Black or will it be Mrs. Grace?
Dr. Black.
Okay. Over to you.
Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, members. I'm just permitting an opportunity to share my screen. Mrs. Grace, can you just assist me with hosting rights, please? Or are you going to fly from your side?
We'll give you the hosting rights. Yeah, you have the hosting rights, Alex. Hello?
You can proceed, Doc.
Okay. Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members as well. So what we have in front of us is the study report for a joint study tour to Germany. I'm out from the 3 to September 2023. The layout of the report, members, we'll start with the objectives, the Germany country profile, the delegation that attended, and then the profile for each stakeholder we engaged with, as well as the observations and the recommendations. Chair, can I get guidance? Would you want me to go directly to the recommendations for the various engagements, or do we have more time to go through the observations as well?
No, we had an opportunity to go through the report. I think the observation and recommendation will help Dr. Clark.
Okay. So I'll go to the first engagement we held with the German Cooperative and Raisin Confederation. So there, Chair, the key observations we have is that, pardon me, we said the recommendations. The first recommendation is that based on the experience of the DGRB, the Cooperative Development Support Program of the Department of Small Business Development should incorporate the following factors that has contributed towards the successful operations of cooperatives into its support program. So these factors are that each cooperative needs to be economically viable in its market. Cooperatives must be professionally managed. Members must be aware of and execute their duties. Cooperatives should be integrated into a strong cooperative organization with a strong and decentralized multi-level cooperative system. And the regional and national union should provide support in the form of audit, consultancy and training to cooperative enterprises. And the last factor is that the state should provide a supportive legislative and regulatory framework for cooperatives. The second recommendation is that during the banking crisis of 2007 and 2008, no banking cooperatives in Germany had to request financial injections, what we commonly know as bailouts. And this was attributed to the deposit and protection system through which the risk profile of member banks was continually evaluated and interventions put in place timelessly. The Cooperative Banks Development Agency was established in South Africa to regulate, promote and develop cooperative banking and should encourage a similar practice, that being the practice of a deposit and protection system amongst cooperative banks in South Africa. The third recommendation is that the select committees will undertake oversight visits to some of the cooperatives supported by DGRB in KwaZulu-Natal, Gauteng and the Eastern Cape to support the sustainable continuation of these cooperatives. Chair, may I move to the next stakeholder engagement, or would you want to deal with recommendations per stakeholder engagement? Mr. Khair, maybe some guidance?
Oh, no, Doc. Go through all the recommendations. We'll then put all the recommendations to the members.
Okay, perfect. The next engagement we held is with Germany Trade and Invest. Here, our recommendations are as follows. The Department of Trade and Industry, the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition Invest, SA Investment Promotion Agency, should be guided by a strategic focus of attracting business opportunities that increase the resilience of local markets by complementing, reinforcing and strengthening local markets and local value chain. The second recommendation. In respect of the outbound delegation identified for South Africa in 2024, the GTAI should be encouraged to extend the visit to include delegation visits to former coal mining areas to identify areas of mutual interest in respect of the economic transition of such areas, including possible transition to hydrogen generation and provision. The third recommendation. The GTAI cautioned the select committees that studies undertaken by the United Nations have shown that in developing countries, the special economic zones model has been shown to exacerbate market and socioeconomic inequality. The parliamentary research section is to be requested to prepare a research paper on international experiences of SEZs in developing countries. The next engagement was with the City of Hamburg Agency for Geoinformation and Surveying. Here are recommendations as follows. The Department of Public Service Center should refer to the Innovation Center should be referred to the City of Hamburg Agency for Geoinformation and Surveying Information Data Portal with the aim of exploring the possibilities of replicating the data portal system in South Africa. Second recommendation, the Department of Basic Education should ensure that coding is offered as early as primary school level, and especially girls should be encouraged to learn to code as there is currently a shortage of female coders. The third recommendation, the operation of the online portal is informed by the Hamburg Digital Strategy 2020. The strategy promotes digitization as a task for the whole city and the approach that digitization is not an end in itself. Any replication of the data portal in South Africa must therefore demonstrate tangible usefulness and benefits, such as relieving the burden on people or solving concrete problems. The next engagement we had was with the City Science Lab at Houghton City University. Here our recommendations are as follows. It is recommended that the Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs extend an invitation to Dr. Zuma and a team to provide a presentation about City Science Lab tools at the technical MINMEC meeting for consideration as to how the tools may be applied for municipal decision making. The second recommendation is that the LIG project details be referred to the property management trading entity of the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure for consideration as to how the tool may be extended to allow for the verification of the state-owned property register. The second last engagement we had is with the United Nations Innovation Technology Accelerator for Cities. Here our recommendation is that recommendations as follows. UNITEC has developed various people-centered smart city playbook, and this includes guides on shaping co-creation and collaboration in smart cities and on addressing the digital divide. The playbooks are to be brought to the attention of the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs for consideration during the review of the South African Smart Cities Framework. Second recommendation, it is recommended that the Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs extend an invitation to UNITEC to provide a presentation about city science tools at the MINMEC meeting for consideration as to how the tools may be applied in municipal participatory planning processes. The third recommendation is the select committees is to hold follow-up engagements with the African Centre for Cities in respect of any research that has identified the regulatory, policy, or legislative gaps in respect of public transport, public infrastructure, and people-centered smart cities. The last engagement we had, honourable members, was with the federal government coordinator for maritime and tourism. And here our recommendations are as follows. Whilst executive level leadership between South Africa and Germany are sound, there is space for strengthening the legislative sector relationships in the form of a Germany-South African working group. This is to be raised with respective house chairpersons of the South African Parliament. The last recommendation that the Office of the Coordinator to be requested to provide a copy of the International Tourism Strategy for an English version of the executive summary. The document is only available in German upon completion of the strategy. Thank you, Honourable Chairpersons. Thank you, members.
Thank you, Dr. Clark, for that overview in terms of the work that we did when we were in Berlin and Hamburg. Can we just get a sense from the members whether Is there any reflection that they would want to make in relation to the recommendations that you are putting forward for observation the members made? The first one is in relation to the German cooperative and the Raiffeisen and Confederation. Let's put those recommendations to members. Members comfortable or any reflection they don't want to make? Let me just check.
I'm happy, Chair, with all the recommendations, especially the. I'm happy with the recommendation, particularly on the issue of the cooperatives, the DGRFV, and also the recommendation with regard to establishing a kind of like a federation organization in line with that DGRV. I don't know what it will be called then in South Africa. That will then be responsible for cooperatives, because in South Africa it is lumped together under the CEDA, which focuses on small enterprise development. You don't have a kind of like a cooperative agency. It's lumped together. If perhaps there could be a recommendation that then in South Africa you rather have a separate agency for small enterprise development, but also you have an agency for cooperative agency. So I like that, the idea of such a recommendation, Chair. But also I'm happy also if I may continue with other...
Yes, Chair, you can continue.
The role that is played with regard to the municipality by the organization that assists the municipality. I wanted earlier when we were still in Germany that instead of having one or two municipalities being involved, like Thekwini, Nelson Mandela and a few other municipalities, I was thinking of perhaps SAGA being engaged, but I'm happy now with the recommendation that the Department of Cooperative Governance should be the one that is being engaged, because I was worried about this piecemeal approach that is being done by the municipalities approaching Germany. But now with this recommendation, I'm happy with it. Thanks so much.
No, thanks, Honorable Khal, for those inputs, but also making a reflection on a number of issues that we experienced when we were on our study tour. I guess then with that input, let's then put the report to the meeting, the state mover for the adoption of the report for the study tour, together with those recommendations.
Thank you, Chair. I move the adoption of the report.
Thank you, Honorable Khal. Can you get a seconder?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. I second.
Thank you, Honorable Moshoni, for seconding the move to adopt the report of the study tour. Therefore, the report is duly adopted. Will then probably then forward it to the House, and then there might be an opportunity to debate the report at the House. So therefore, let me then end there. There is an item that I make understand
in relation to the first part of the meeting that we dealt with when we were dealing with the report in relation to the final mandate. Let me hand over to Honorable Khai on that one. Honorable Khai.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, for the opportunity. Honorable members, I'm sorry that we have to take you back. There was a point that was raised by Honorable Protest with regard to the process going forward with regard to the conferring of final mandates by the provinces. Now that we are done for now as a select committee, that the list will be sent to the provinces. He asked the question whether the report will be sent to the provinces as well. I just want Advocate Samara Ali maybe again to clarify that this aspect of a report, because it's usually not the case that a report is sent to the provinces to accompany the list. So I just want again to clarify so that we are all clear about the procedure. Thank you very much. Over to you, Advocate Samara Ali.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Honourable Members, for the opportunity to clarify. Chair, with regards to the e-list, what will go to provinces now will be the AIF version of the bill and a copy of the minutes of today's proceedings of the committee meeting. The report will come, but that is for the House to consider. It wouldn't be a report that would be sent through to provinces. The report, together with the AIF version of the bill that has been agreed to by the committee, will serve before the House. So just a point of clarity, what will accompany the AIF version of the bill will be the copy of today's minutes, and the report will follow for adoption to the House together with the voting or final mandates. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much. Ms. Solomon?
Yes, Chair, if I can just support, in addition to what Advocate Ali was just mentioned, we will be sending provinces all the minutes that dealt with negotiating mandates. So all the minutes from May up until 20th of June, and including today's meeting, we will send that to the provinces along with the e-list and the e-list and the e-version of the bill, as well as the e-list version of the bill. That documentation will all be sent to provinces.
That is a situation then, Honourable Members. I just wanted us to clarify that aspect, because as a procedure, we normally send the minutes accompanying the list to the provinces, because at that time we will not have adopted, by the time we send the list, we will not have adopted the report. What we have adopted are the minutes. So we can't send it to the province, something that we have not adopted. And usually we don't send the reports. We send reports to the House, not to the provinces. Thank you so much. At this stage then, Honorable, having considered all the agenda items, Honorable Musori?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Mine is on the issue of the study tour on my side, Chairperson. I just want to like to thank you very much, Chairperson, two of you, to take us to Germany. You show us a leadership. You treat us like your child. And also, I want to thank our staff who make sure that our trip is successful. Sis Grace and Dr. Clark. Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson, on my side. Thank you.
Yeah. Maybe you remind me, maybe Honorable Moiman can then update us on the second leg. Over to you, Chair, and then you also close the meeting.
Thank you, Chair. The issue of the... As you all know, who
we are supposed to return back on a 2 week a study tour starting first of all with the UK leg, but unfortunately because of their parliamentary program, they could not accommodate us. Then we then proceeded to the second leg now of Germany, without the first leg. So therefore, the German study tour, the first leg. What we then did, like as the chair indicated, that there's a week where the party will also be embarking on a study tour to Germany. We then used that opportunity. We saw it as an opportunity to complete the second leg now of the trip to UK. We then kick-started the process with the relevant authorities, engaging with Zerko, and the feedback that we have received is not helping us in terms of the second leg, because the response that we received from them, maybe I'm just read it. They will be on recess from the 20th September to the 16th October. And that is, we had identified the first week of October as the week that will be embarking on a study tour to UK. So they will be on a study, they will be on a recess from the 20th of September to the 16th of October. And they also further indicated that because they will be having what we call state of the nation address on our side, they'll be having a state opening, and they do not accept any visitors between the 1st to the 8th of November due to their program. And as a result thereof, for now, that is the report that we have from the South African High Commission to Great Britain and North Ireland, Mrs. Naroshka Reddy, in terms of guiding us. So for now, I believe that let's shelve this second leg, because I believe we will not get any further feedback or blessing from our political parties, as we will now be focusing mainly on our preparations towards the election. We thought we could try January, but we will not get any positive backing from our political parties. So therefore, that is the latest on the second leg to UK, Chair. Any reflection by members? In terms of, for now, putting it off the table so that we formally agree that there won't be any expectation from you that we must, as the chair, continue with this leg. I think that that was for information so members are comfortable. Let me then take this opportunity, honorable members, also to indicate that Famalia was also reimbursed by Parliament for the guidance that we indulge in order to make our trip also successful. So there's been positive response from the Parliament in terms of that intervention. Allow me then to take this opportunity to formally convey our gratitude to all of you for making this meeting a success.
and for ensuring that we are able to execute our responsibilities as MPs standing in this committee. And indeed, allow me then to formally take this opportunity to adjourn this meeting. Therefore, the meeting stands adjourned. Thank you, members, and also our parliamentary staff.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye, Chair.
Recording stopped.
Right.